The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Hello, good morning, everyone. This is Christina Liu's voice. John Ryan is stuck in some traffic, but you have we're on Project Independence and You Radio, and it should be quite the exciting show. We have a full house going on over here. Which I wish everyone could see. We have a new co-host who is scoping out the scene, who will be co-hosting with us. But today's show should be really exciting. And John Ryan just walked in, so he will pick this up in 2 seconds. But I just want to tell everyone that Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's Aging in Place Initiative. We have social workers and nurses, transportation program, help at home program, all kinds of different things to really just help you age in place. And we always tell people, if you have any questions, to please call 311 or 869-6311 for anything, and we will lead you there. And today we have a very special co-host, Janet Entine. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Christina. How are you?
Good. I'm glad to have you on the show.
Thank you.
And we should have a great show. Our first guest is Grace Anzalone, who is an author and a foreign North Hempstead part-time resident. We'll call you.
Yes.
Good morning, Grace. How
are
you?
Good morning.
So Grace is here, and she's going to tell us about her book. So what is your book called, Grace?
How to Do It Alone, The Art of Solving Merchandise and Service Problems and Navigating the Judicial System.
Wow, that's quite the mouthful.
It is a mouthful, and it's a very short book.
Yes, well, that's so...
That's important that it's short, because that means it's direct.
It's very direct. It's a real how-to.
Good, well, that's
handbook.
What we like. You know, we always say on the show, we like that, you know, when I looked through your book, it was things you could actually take with you. So it was actual practical tips
right.
that you could use, which I think is great. And we call them golden nuggets on the show. So.
Oh, all right. I call it the golden rule.
Oh, Percy, it was meant to be, Grace. I'm going to let John slide in. He's coming in right now. So if you want to tell us a little bit about how you got this book started, Grace?
Oh, all right. Well, actually, I had started doing these little projects myself for a long time. I was married. I have 3 children. And as you know, always you have come up with problems. And I'm the type of person, I guess I was born a problem solver. It's my lot in life. And so when things came up, I says, you know, this is not, I have to find a way how to solve these things.
Okay.
So, and that's, slowly I started doing this. As my children grew up, then they became engaged, got married. As they were getting their houses settled, Ma, help me. We bought a mattress. They won't pick it up. I've been calling. Leave it to me. I'll get it picked up tomorrow. And I would get, oh, and all little things like this. And now my children said to me, Mom, you should write a book. I said, you know, you have time now. Hey, no, no. Try it, Ma, try it. So I was at that time working in a golf course as a starter. And so in between...
I don't even know what a starter
is. Oh, you don't know what... All right, a starter sits out on the first tee.
Okay.
And when people come out to play, they have to go out in foursomes. So they buy their... this is a public golf course.
Okay.
So they buy their ticket to come out to play, and they're put in groups of 4, even though they don't know anybody. So they come to me, they show me their ticket, and I see number 9.
Okay.
So I tell them, all right, you just wait here, I'll call you. And when I get the foursome ready, and there's... room on the tee, I call them up and say, okay, 9, you're going out now. And that's a start.
Okay.
So I sit there and I have time in between. And I took my little notebook at that time. I didn't have a smartphone.
Right.
And I would write and write and write and write. And that's how I started doing it.
That's wonderful.
That really is.
Yeah. So then eventually my son kept bugging me, you should write a book. You should write a book. And then as I got older, I says, you know what? This would be a fine legacy to give my children.
Mm-hmm.
Something they could always remember Mom with, her book.
And everybody else, because the hints that you have are just extraordinary.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So, I put down all these little things that happened to me in the book, chapter by chapter.
Okay.
I tried to cover everything. Merchandise disputes, buying an automobile, telephones and cell phones. And then... I unfortunately had some times that I had to go through the judicial system. And knowing me, I have to find out how things work.
Okay.
So slowly I started asking questions, reading up on things, and then I find out how this thing works. So I went alone to the people, small claims court. Okay. It was my first experience. And when I went in there, fortunately, I was filling out the papers, and there was a nice young gentleman. This is now going back, oh, God, 40 years.
Okay, okay.
And he said to me, I says, could I, you help me? So he says, sure. So then he, you know, he told me. And then he told me exactly what he was so nice. He told me exactly what to do, how it's done, everything, what to do, what to put down on the paper. It was so easy. And then you just hand that in.
Right, right.
And so, of course, I got a very good result with that. So now I knew that.
So you know, the most important thing with a book like this is most people go through life and a situation only comes up once or twice. Mm-hmm. And you're lost. And mm-hmm. you can be taken so right. advantage of mm-hmm. because, you know, the stuff that you do every day, you'll figure it out. You'll learn how to do it. But right. I see you have probate. And something that happens once or twice in your lifetime, you're not ready for it.
Right.
And you can be taken advantage of.
Right. Right. Exactly. And then also I talk about, you know, how you should go to your elected officials when you have certain problems.
Easy, Grace.
Oh.
No, I'm going to get
it. Am I going to get in trouble?
No, you're 100% right. That's what they're there for.
That's mm-hmm. what they're there for. 100%. And that's what I put in my book. I said, you know, public officials, they're public servants.
Right.
And who are they serving? They're serving us because we elect them. So they're more than happy. And I had to use them at certain times in my life. And boy, like this, you get results within a second.
People don't realize that.
You don't
realize
that.
But that's really what they're for. No, I'm not going to bother him or I'm not going to bother her.
Yeah, they won't. They won't listen to poor old Grace. You know, who is she? She's only a little peasant here on the street. No, they will listen to you.
Absolutely. Because if you're complaining about it, that means somebody else is. And election time rolls around again and all of a sudden they're out of office because they didn't pay attention.
Right.
So no, you're 100% right.
Right. So then I try to publish this.
Okay.
So after I wrote it, I sent out the, you know, my packages to all the publishing houses. I did it for about a year. I got one bite and they said, we'll take your book and publish it if you can get a well-known attorney to write a foreword in it. Because you do talk about the judicial system and they were afraid to publish it because I'm not an attorney.
Okay.
So how would I go out and find a famous attorney to write a foreword? So I said, well, this is never going to happen. So then I decided, Grace, get your money out and go and self-publish. And that's what I did. And it wasn't too costly. I think it cost me, $1,200.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what's that process even? I have no idea.
Well, I submit my book to them, the manuscript. They read it, and they'll publish. They'll publish anything.
Oh, they will.
Yes.
They won't publish it on their own. You pay for the publishing.
Yeah, you pay for the publishing.
For it, yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You pay for the publishing. And they'll really, anybody who wants to write a book and publish it, they will publish it.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
Okay.
Yeah.
They do edits and stuff or no? That's
no,
strictly
then,
you.
What I did was I paid to have it edited. Of course, although I used a computer and they fixed the grammar and everything,
right, okay.
things slipped by. So I think I paid $50 just to that. But I didn't have them really change anything because I felt my book was okay
where
I was.
Yeah.
And then I designed the cover. But they did, they gave me a lot of pictures to decide, you know, which one I would pick. I could do it myself or they could do it for a price, but I did it myself.
Okay.
And this is the cover I picked was this man on the ladder.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How to do it alone because in my book I say you have to go up the rung of the ladder from the bottom to the top.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get...
Right,
never go to the top. Start at the bottom.
Right.
And then the judicial system, I put this little thing in.
Right, one of the like official hammers.
Right. Gavel.
That's the right word.
You're 100% right. And then I did this by going to the library and reading backs of books. And I created my own. And this is a picture I took out of my phone.
And where do you sell it then?
It's on sale on Barnes & Noble online.
Okay.
And it's also on sale on Amazon online. And I put it on sale on eBay online.
Wow. Now, how do you get it onto Amazon? You're doing this all by yourself or the publisher does it?
The publishing company will put that on for you.
Okay.
And they'll do it for Barnes & Noble too?
Too, yes. That came with the package that I bought.
You're inspiring. Do you know that?
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
No, but doing it, this is like a work of love.
Yes.
Because you wanted to do it, I agree.
Yes,
and the fact
yes.
that you didn't get deterred because nobody wanted to do it.
Right.
You said, I'm going to do it myself.
Yes.
You know?
And that's
the one thing like this show was about. You know, and that's not even for a senior.
Right.
What you're teaching, you teach that in kindergarten.
Yes.
A six-year-old, don't quit. If you want to do something, try again tomorrow.
Right.
Figure out
and
a way.
And it's a good lesson for my children, too, because now they started picking up. My daughter-in-law is picking up.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. First, they used to come to me. Now they're trying to do it on their own.
Right now. Where do all the kids live?
Well, I have my oldest boy in Florida, and my youngest daughter is in Florida, and my middle son, Greg, he's out in Huntington.
Oh, okay.
So I got four grandchildren here. I got one grandson from Florida who is up here visiting me now.
Oh, nice.
Best of both worlds.
Okay. And you're in Florida?
I'm a Floridian now.
Okay. You go back and forth, or?
Yeah, I stay with Barbara for the summer.
Oh,
my
nice,
niece,
nice. Okay.
Who lives in Manhasset.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So I visit up here with them, and then in the winter, I go down there, and I visit them with the other children. So actually...
So you're a celebrity when you go down to Florida. Here she comes. Right. Here comes Grace. No, but really, this is the kind of stuff, not even for this book, but just the inspiration of a book like this for people to say, mm-hmm. I can do it.
Right.
You know, you don't have to do it by... You know, I had to do it alone, but you don't have to do it alone.
Right.
And that's what Project Independence is all about, too, because there are people that are willing to help you.
Help you, yes.
And just need that first step.
That first step of not to be afraid to do it. So that's it. So my book is, I took problems that I really had in life.
Okay.
And then I told them exactly the steps I did to solve the problem. And then after that, I wrote a little essay on my personal way I did it. After I gave the instructions. So each...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I to give them the procedure.
Right.
How to follow it right through to the end. But then after that, I tell my personal story. Because each one is a personal story.
Right.
Okay. Now, I'm in the process right now. Actually, last night, I was looking at a car.
Right.
Okay. And I know you have buying or leasing.
Yes, I do.
Oh, wait. You know, actually, we have 2 minutes before the first break. We won't go there yet.
Okay.
We'll come back to buying or leasing. Because you can
I'll
tell
help
me what's
you out on that one.
No, it's the truth, though, because, you know, so many times you do, even like with buying or leasing a car, but some of these things you're only doing it, you're doing a car more than once in your life.
Right. But you don't do it every day.
Right. You know, and deals change, everything changes.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you'll do it. You'll buy the car or you'll lease the car.
Right.
And you're enjoying it. And then you have this conversation with somebody and say, how much are you paying?
Yeah, exactly.
What did you do?
Exactly.
Oh, my. And then it's too late.
Right.
You know, so you need one of these like self-help or not beforehand.
I agree. Some people don't need it, but most of us do. I need it.
Yeah, 100% with all that different kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
And the fact that you were willing to do it, that's the main part.
Right.
Because you hit a point in life where it just, you know, we talk about it all the time with aging parents.
Right.
You know, if you're married, you have four.
Now I'm a senior citizen, you know.
Yeah.
So
things are different, and you see it yourself. If you're involved with a senior center in Florida?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. No, because that's where this kind of stuff works.
Yes.
I'm a firm believer, like in the senior center, at the table when you're having lunch, that's when you share with your friends.
Friends.
What did you do? What did you ask the questions?
Yeah. I'm not a real Floridian yet, so that's what it is.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
I'm just getting my feet wet. I was involved with the senior citizens when I lived up here.
Okay, so
I went to centers.
Yeah, so then that's, you understand what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So if you have lunch there or you go to one of these group meetings.
Right.
That's where
you get the word
the
out.
Time,
that's 100%. What I'm trying to do is to find ways to get my word out. Now I'm thinking of doing a podcast.
Wow. Oh, isn't that interesting? How do
because
you do that?
Because my grandson has a podcast on sports.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I said, well, wait a while. I think I could do this too. So when I get back to Florida, I'm going to do a podcast.
Good.
I'll have my books there, and I'll do a show like I'm doing right now and put it on YouTube.
Right.
So maybe this way I can get my book out to people.
That's smart.
Very smart.
You know,
and podcasts is even a younger audience, I believe.
I don't
even know how to podcast.
I only know because of my grandson.
Right, exactly.
Podcast.
Yeah, those are the guys that are doing it. So therefore,
no. Usually, people my age don't.
Yeah,
we're
not podcasting. If that's how you call it.
That's for sure.
We're going to take our first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.